Name it.
How far out of Philly is this?
38 miles above Philly in a place called Perkiomen Valley. And down in the
Beautiful country.
I wasn't thinking about going east there.
You gotta come on up here. Get a helicopter.
And so I have to go and we'll do some recording.
Before the end of the month?
I'm going up in July. July 3rd.
So you'll be up here over the holiday.
And I figured when he told me 12 by 30,
that's a good size room.
I said, do you have good time? He said, I use the same thing that they use down at Arthur. And then when I used to go up there, they would drive me all through, and I'd talk to the horticulturists, people that had a couple of greenhouses and specialized in one kind of thing. Here's a guy specialized. And on one of my trips to D.C., I went to the Congressional Library and picked up some information and I lent it to the guy, and I had to tell him after about a year, I'm on good terms with some people. And see, they know all of the areas.
We want to try to have
this picture thing maybe in August. Sometime in August, we're going to try to take a picture of those of us that are left, you know. And right now we're trying to come up with a.
I'll put both those copies.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you. We're trying to come up with either mailing out postcard notices. Or just relying on telephone, but we want to try to find a suitable Sunday. It might even be the 1st of September. I don't know. It all depends on how.
Well, how I feel about that. See, this is something that should be recorded. And I am not a selfish individual. As long as it's being recorded by us. I'm not one of them guys that I think I got some run down town and get $2 or $3 and then they take it and they kill you. Incidentally, someone told me that the director the Hines Historical Institute.
They changed.
He wasn't making no money.
They didn't
get the right people to set bars with. That ain't nothing garbage that they got. Now this is something historical.
What we were trying to see, one of the big problems that I have right now is we don't have enough workers. I mean, you know, Kathy's working her butt off, and I'm working my behind off.
Ain't nobody else doing nothing. But everybody's going to take the credit.
And John ain't doing nothing. Well, John ain't doing that much. He's on the finance committee. He's trying to stay behind Kathy on checking on the monies.
He's using Kathy to get the money.
She writes the proposals. But if I can... If we can kind of communicate enough, you know, through July and get an established date when it's convenient for everybody so we can go down. Because I also want to check with the people at the arena because the other day I just walked up, you know, where the church is, Epiphany, and where Elm Street came through, you know, from Fifth Avenue to Washington. You can see Elm one. Is that Washington? No, what's the street? Caldwell. You can see where it stops, and it probably comes up in the parking lot.
At
the arena.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was where the stage entrance. But if they'll allow us, you know, to meet there and take a picture in that spot, that's as close as we can come to where the Musicians Club sat, because it was on the upper side of Wiley Avenue. See, at Wiley's.
It was 1213 Wiley.
Yeah, and Wiley Avenue.
Bethel Church.
Yeah,
I could pinpoint it if I was there, just where the proper location.
Because Raleigh Avenue splits the arena. It's inside the arena. That's what I'm saying. And we don't want to go in there. We don't want to do it like that. If they'll allow us to take it in that parking lot, you know, And do you know whether Eddie Anderson's brother is still is he still painting signs and things?
Yeah.
Because we want to try to get a banner done up. You know, we got to kind of come up with what we want to put on it. You know, but we want to have a banner or something, a sign, you know, 471, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm thinking in terms of survivors or what they call them, folks from the Holocaust. Yeah, survivors of the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to say that we're the survivors of this Pittsburgh Holocaust, you know, the 471 people. So, but you take that with you. And you can take that with you. And if you happen to think of who they were or whatever, you know.
I've got to think, hey, see, the average person that would know these guys sees why I know by the way the setup is.
Yeah.
Back in 1920.
Yeah.
This is the type of thing.
And that's society. That's society because, excuse me.
No, nothing.
Yeah, because this is what we have. We have two trumpets, a trombone, and three saxes, piano, bass, and drum.
Yeah. Now, see, what I don't see the tuba.
Well, the bass sax.
Yeah, there you go.
See, you have the bass sax.
All right. See, that's, he takes the place of the sousaphone.
Right, right. That puts the bottom on.
Yeah.
I did one last Saturday, a guy, Ralph Guzzi, the guy from the Balcony Band. Mm.